Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade.
I don't hold back on my enemy. That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. Hope you are well. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, 41-26 on this season after taking 2-3 from the Texas Rangers over the weekend. The Dodgers now go for the sweep of the Phillies in the final game of the homestand. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is coming up at 7:10. Coming up over the next hour here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Tim Nevert and Rick Monday out of the broadcast booth in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Dodger skipper Dave Roberts coming up in about 45 minutes. We're going to hear from one of the newest Dodgers, Steven Souza Jr., called up from AAA Oklahoma City, thrown right into the lineup tonight. We'll get a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest, and we'll check in with Kirsten Watson and David Vasse throughout the next hour. Well, last night at the Ravine, a sold-out crowd, 52,078 in attendance for the first game with full capacity at Dodger Stadium, and Mookie Betts did not disappoint the home crowd. Mookie was 3-for-5 with a couple of RBIs before his late-inning hits. The Dodgers with some early run support for Julio Urias in the first. Will Smith, a fielder's choice, that scored Justin Turner, and the Dodgers led 1-0. The Phillies tied it, though, in the second on an Andrew McCutchen solo home run. In the fourth, Zach McKenstry with an RBI double to right center. The Dodgers took a 2-1 lead. And how about this? The very next batter, Julio Urias, helped himself out with a double to right.
So the Dodgers with a 2-1 lead, and Urias with 7 RBIs this year. He lines it toward the right field corner, and it is a fair ball. Bounces into the stands. Urias, his 8th RBI of the year. A ground rule double. And the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead. How about that?
Ground rule double for Urias. Dodgers up 3-1 on the mound. Urias would go 5 2/3 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 5. A pair of errors on the same play in the 5th actually allowed 2 runs to score for Philadelphia, and they tied the game at 3. The Dodgers and Phillies remain tied until the bottom of the 7th when Mookie Betts got Dodger Stadium rocking with a rocket to left.
The 0-2. A fly ball to left center field. This one's got a chance, and it is gone! A home run! Mookie Betts, his 8th home run of the year, has given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead. This crowd has gone apoplectic.
Solo home run for Mookie. Dodger Stadium was shaking, all 52,000 going crazy. That's the top tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco, quality top tier gas for less. Dodgers a 4-3 lead in the 8th. Mookie would drive in another run, this time a 2-out single to center. That made it a 5-3 Dodgers lead. In the top of the 9th, it belonged to Blake Treinen, who got the save. Dodgers hang on to beat the Phillies 5-3. Joe Kelly gets the win in relief of Julio Urias. Blake Treinen gets the save. With the win, the Dodgers now 41-26, 15 games over 500, 1 game back of San Francisco in the NL West. And tonight they go for the sweep of the Phillies. Clayton Kershaw on the mound, first pitch set for 7:10. And with more, let's head out to Tim Nevert and Rick Monday, guys.
Tim, thank you very much. We count you down to the first pitch at Dodger Stadium, game 3 of this 3-game series. Dodgers going for the sweep over the Philadelphia Phillies, who were red hot coming in, and they since have had a bucket of water dumped on them as the Dodgers have beat them twice. And Clayton Kershaw going tonight. For the Phillies, it'll be Zach Wheeler, who has been relying on the strikeout quite a bit. He has had a great start to the year, even though his record is 4-3, but his ERA 2.29. Steven Souza Jr., new to the Dodgers, had his contract selected from AAA Oklahoma City, and he will start in this ball game tonight. He's a veteran of some major league games with Washington, the Cubs, and three seasons with the Rays.
For the Dodgers, Tim, last night was not only a big night for baseball, Dodgers winning it by a score of 5-3, but it was also, from a social standpoint, kind of a celebration because you get 52,000 in here, the first time we can open it up to full capacity at Dodger Stadium after the COVID-19. I say after the COVID, we're still dealing with that and still need to be very cognitive of what's happening around our communities here. There's no question about that. But for this Dodger ball club, now 41 victories, and they continue to handle the Phillies here at Dodger Stadium. Go back to 2015, the Dodgers have won 14 of the 17 games against Philadelphia here in their home ballpark.
Yeah, and Mookie Betts getting hot as well, which couldn't come at a better time. But when you look at his average over the course of his career, he's been progressively getting better each and every month. In fact, his lowest month is April at 280, May 283, June 283, July 304, August 310, and then September and October combined 324. So Mookie Betts gets it done when it counts, and here as we get past the midway mark of June, he is starting to really heat up.
Yeah, and the Dodgers are beginning to heat up. They're 9-4 so far this month in the 13 games that have been played, and they've hit 17 home runs so far as well. They've kind of navigated around some injuries. Obviously, the two biggest ones, Cody Bellinger just went on the injured list yesterday afternoon. Max Muncy is also on the injured list. And our understanding is both will make the road trip that begins tomorrow. They will fly out of town. And it's expected, at least hoped, that Bellinger might be able to come back as soon as next weekend, with Max Muncy's kind of wait-and-see area, but they don't seem to be overly concerned about both of the injuries.
I saw Muncy doing some work on the field prior to the game. He looked okay, and Corey Seager was actually throwing the ball. He was throwing the short way to second base today, and he looked pretty comfortable in doing that. So it's just day by day now as they get a little closer to returning to the Dodger lineup. And then, of course, Bellinger, they don't seem to think will be out all that long either. But right now, you're without three of your big guns in Muncy and Seager and Bellinger, and still winning. The Dodgers have won 7 of the last 8 ball games. They're 41-26, still a game behind the Giants in the standings. Should be a warm night at the ballpark again tonight, and a great night with the fans continuing to pile in as we speak. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll hear from the newest Dodger, Steven Souza Jr. That's coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll check in with David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup tonight. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. But up next, we'll visit with Kirsten Watson as we lead you up to Dodgers and Phillies. First pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Phillies' final game of the homestand. Clayton Kershaw and Zach Wheeler, the pitching matchup. First pitch from the ravine, coming up at 7:10.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Two balls and one strike. Betts lines a base hit into center field. In to score is Taylor, holding it second. Is Burns. Betts with the RBI hit. The Dodgers with big insurance lead at 5-3.
Mookie Betts with the RBI single in the eighth. He homered in the 7th, 3-for-5, couple of ribbies in the Dodgers' 5-3 win last night. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Phillies. Final game of the homestand brought to you by Cars for Kids. And Kirsten, last night, what a sound to hear 52,000 in attendance at Dodger Stadium, to see Mookie Betts hit a home run. And tonight, another capacity crowd expected.
It was so electric.
Like, honestly, when I tell you, just seeing everyone out there, they were just, you could tell the fans were so excited, not only to just be next to each other, just that little bit of camaraderie when you're just talking to someone random and talking about your favorite players. And the ceremony they did at the beginning of the game was beautiful, giving the player or the team their ESPY. I think it was for the 2020 championship moment. And so seeing that was just so beautiful. And then just for me personally, getting to interact with a few of the fans, they were, you know, it's kind of funny. As much as I've gotten used to seeing fans here, I obviously, in my position now, have not been seeing a full capacity stadium. And so just like running into people left and right and hearing them say my name, and I'm kind of like, oh, you want a picture with me? Like, what did I do? But like, it was just so special. And just, I felt so much support. I know the players did as well. And when I talked to Mookie afterwards, we were kind of laughing. Because first thing, before the interview happened that everyone saw on TV, we were like, oh my goodness, this is our first time meeting each other in person. Like, literally being like, I guess this is my formal introduction. It's nice to meet you finally in person. And just having that moment in itself, we were both kind of dying laughing. And then we were just saying, like, he won a World Series with the Dodgers before even playing in front of a Dodgers full capacity stadium as a Dodger. And just when you think about that moment, it's so crazy. So you could tell he kind of was just like in awe of everything, but also just so excited about the night that he was able to have for himself, but also for all of these fans coming out. He was just, you know, I thought it was so sweet when he literally thanked the fans for being here. So it was really a special night for everyone, and I'm so excited to see really the heart and soul of the stadium back here. And it was electric. And then the sunset was, of course, absolutely stunning. You couldn't have asked for a better night here.
Yeah, it was a great night for Dodger fans last night. Not only that, they get the win tonight. They go for the sweep over the Phillies and a chance to close out this homestand on a winning note. And a new Dodger in a Dodger uniform tonight. And he gets to start in right field in Steven Souza Jr.
Yeah, a new Dodger. And when I asked Dave Roberts just what the plan is for him, he said he's a player that will really be kind of in the outfield in the corner. So right or left field tonight and right field. But with having Mookie Betts in center field kind of manning that, and then also with Cody Bellinger being on the IL right now, he is a player who has been performing well in AAA. So having him come in, step up while he's hot, and just being an addition, whether it's his bat or just really in the outfield, is only going to help for now. So until Cody gets back, he's going to go on the trip to Arizona. And while we kind of wait for him to come back from the IL, I think having someone like Steven Souza Jr. come in, I think it's only a great addition.
We'll hear from Steven Souza Jr. coming up in just a little bit with David Vazek. Kirsten, great stuff. We'll check in with you after the game tonight. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call them today at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Still to come here on Morocco Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll hear from the newest Dodger, Steven Souza Jr. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. Dodgers and Phillies, final game of the homestand, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards the Dodger game. Northbound side of the 110 freeway is going to be pretty heavy still from the 105 out to about Stadium Way. Southbound side of the 101 is going to be really heavy as you're coming out of Hollywood from Hollywood Boulevard over to about the 10, while the northbound side slows down coming away from the 5 on over to Glendale Boulevard. Also seeing delays southbound 5 in between the 134 and the 110, with northbound slowing coming away from about Atlantic all the way over to the 2. And the southbound side of the 2 is going to slow down from before San Fernando Road onto Glendale Boulevard. That's your Dodgers traffic. I'm Jay Olin.
Thanks, Jay. At In-N-Out, there's no room for compromise in a quality burger, no frozen patties, and only the freshest ingredients, because that's what a hamburger is all about. Dodgers and Phillies, Clayton Kershaw and Zach Wheeler, the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 7:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Cody Bellinger on the IL with a hamstring injury. Max Muncy on the IL with the oblique strain. Yoshio Tsutsugo on the IL with the right calf strain. Corey Seager working his way back on the IL with a fractured right hand. Garrett Clevenger on the IL with the left elbow inflammation. Scott Alexander, Corey Knebel both on the 60-day IL. Edwin Rios, Dustin May both done for the year. Let's go back out to Dodger Stadium, though, and hear from the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the Dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave, how's Max Muncy doing? I know you said on the broadcast that yesterday that he was pain-free at this point.
Still, fortunately, remains to be pain-free. I don't know when we're going to get into the front toss, batting practice. I think once that happens, then we'll know more as far as timeline. Right now, I'm just kind of waiting until we get to that point.
And then I know you said that you sort of retroed Bellinger so he could possibly be back in San Diego. Is he going with you on the whole trip to Arizona and San Diego?
Yeah, Cody will be with us, and Corey will be with us, and I would expect Max will be with us as well.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Hey, Dave. With Steven Souza, what is the plan for him, and how do you hope to use him out here?
Well, he's a corner outfielder. Still has the ability to play some center, but I see him in left and right, primarily in right field, certainly with Cody down and Mookie Manning center field. I think that he's a guy that has proven to be a major league ball player. Hit right, hit left. Use him off the bench when he's not playing. But, you know, looking at McKinstry, Rayleigh, and Steven as well, just kind of using those guys in right field for the time being.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Dave, going back to an 8-man bullpen here, is the thought that you have a little more leeway because of the off day tomorrow?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and we'll kind of reassess on Friday. But with Cody going on the IL sort of at the last minute, just making that collective decision, I think we had to mechanically recall. It was the best way to do it, to recall Mitchell. And, you know, once we get through the off day, we'll kind of see where we're at and do what's best for our roster.
Any update on Susugo, when we might see him in a recap game?
You know, I don't know. I talked about the transit as far as luggage and equipment. So I thought he was going to be in there yesterday. So hopefully he'll be in there tonight. I'm not sure.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts giving an injury update. Guys, lose up to 18 pounds in your first month with a plan designed for men. Go to Nutrisystem.com/baseball today. That's Nutrisystem.com/baseball. When we come back here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vatse as we lead up to first pitch. Dodgers and Phillies in the finale of this homestand on Tim Cates as the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Phillies, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Clayton Kershaw, Zach Wheeler, the pitching matchup in the series finale. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Bassett.
Dave is live at Dodgers Stadium. All right, Dave, Steven Souza Jr., you're going to talk to him coming up in about 20 minutes, but how in the world did he find himself in right field for tonight's game?
Yeah, well, the Dodgers need a right-handed bat, especially with Muncy and Bellinger going on the injured list tonight. The Dodgers are covered in the bullpen, and this all started right after spring training when the Dodgers noticed that the Houston Astros let Souza go, and Andrew Friedman jumped on the opportunity to try to bring Souza into camp. And they had an idea that he did have some mechanical flaws in his swing. They were very aware of that, but believed that their minor league hitting coordinators were going to be able to help him get through that. And they actually had to convince him, Tim, to come back and play, because he was going to hang it up after the Astros let him go during spring training. He said his numbers in spring training were not helped because he had to face Jacob DeGrom about 10 times, so that's not really going to help a guy make a case for himself. But he was able to go through a very long process to help rehabilitate his swing, and he's confident he's found the answer. The Dodgers are confident that he's found the answer. And he's in right field tonight on Kershaw Day.
Dave, which valuable reliever has started his throwing program?
You remember Corey Knebel, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
He was the Dodgers' super reliever the first month of the season before going on the injured list with a right lat strain. I noticed him today go out there for the first time in the on this homestand and throw from an extended distance off a flat ground. And that's great news, especially when he went on the injured list. Dave Roberts was talking about months and talking about August as a possible return date. I'm not saying he's coming back next week or even a month from now, but that's very encouraging that he's able to start throwing from 90 feet on off of flat ground. So that would be a huge piece of reinforcements for the Dodgers in the second half if Knebel's able to come back.
Dave is live at Dodger Stadium before the Dodgers and Phillies. Brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone. And now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Dave, Justin Turner now weighing in on the sticky situation in baseball.
Yeah, well, I'm partly to blame for that. And that was the topic of conversation yesterday and still continues to be. And he was on the Dodgers press conference Zoom. And I just want to know how hitters feel about this, because it seems like Major League Baseball has gone a little bit too far on the opposite end of the spectrum, not allowing pitchers to have any sort of type of substance to grip the baseball. And it seems like a reactionary move by Major League Baseball to make this unilateral decision in the middle of a season without having a backup plan or an agreed-upon substance down the middle for pitchers to use to have a grip on the baseball and not possibly injure hitters. So I asked Turner whether or not he agreed with that scenario.
I don't think the goal was to not be able to have them grip the baseball. I certainly think that, you know, they need to be able to field the ball, and there needs to be some level of tackiness for them to be comfortable. And, you know, I don't think anyone wants to see balls slipping out of hands and flying all over the place. So, you know, I'm not too involved in this whole process because, you know, it doesn't really affect me directly. I'm not a pitcher. I just hope that, you know, the process is kind of an open door process, and it's not kind of set in stone, and we kind of work together and figure out something that works for everyone.
And that's something that Justin Turner is hoping for, Tim, as you heard, and every other player and pitcher in Major League Baseball is hoping for, that they're able to agree upon a substance that works for the pitchers, for the hitters, and doesn't cross the line into what has been used the last few years in baseball. All right, when we continue here on the Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show, we will get you who's in and who's out of the Dodgers starting lineup. We'll check back in with Rick Monday and Tim Neverett, and we will rejoin Tim Cates. The Dodgers and Phillies are getting set for first pitch from Dodger Stadium. I'm David Vasse, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. David Vasse live at Dodgers Stadium getting set for first pitch between the Dodgers and Phillies. Clayton Kershaw against Zach Wheeler. First pitch from Dodgers Stadium is at 7:10. We are looking for our three contestants for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest at 866-987-2570. But first, it's time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodgers starting lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and it's what a hamburger is all about. The Dodgers have Mookie Betts leading off again tonight in center field, and he had a big reopening night for him last night in front of 52,072 here at Dodger Stadium. He was 3-for-5 with two RBIs, including the go-ahead home run. And I was actually talking to a few people on the field today that told me, you know what, a lot of people are trying to jump to the conclusion about his diet, including myself, and that's not the issue. He's had a left shoulder problem, more importantly than the back problem, and that has thrown off the timing of his mechanics. But a lot of people in the Dodger clubhouse have started to notice that he is starting to get back to the old Mookie Betts. Also, Zach McKinstry is starting at third base tonight for Justin Turner. Nothing wrong with Turner, just a normal night off. Steven Souza Jr., as we were talking with Tim Cates earlier, he gets the start in right field. The Dodgers saw an opportunity in Souza to give themselves some depth from the right side, and they are going to give him the opportunity to see whether or not he can stick. 866-987-2570 is the phone number for our Six Flags contest. Let's go.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you. So reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All right, we have our three contestants. Let's start out with Amy. Who's your player and which inning?
Mookie Betts in the fifth.
All right, Mookie Betts in the fifth inning. Let's go out to Michael. Who is your player and which inning?
I'll take Zach McKinstry in the sixth.
Ooh, yeah, the secret weapon, Michael. I like that. Let's finish up with Alan. Who's your player and which inning?
Mookie Betts in the first inning.
All right, I like that as well. Mookie Betts starting to show signs of coming out of this early season slump. Good luck to all three contestants in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. When we continue here from Dodger Stadium, we will check in with my guy. I'm not his guy, but he's my guy, Rick Monday, as we lead you up to first pitch between the Dodgers and Phillies live from Dodger Stadium. I'm David Vasse, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
Let's get you into the stadium and out of your car from the In-N-Out Dodgers Traffic Center. Here's Jay Olin.
Good evening. Headed towards Dodger Stadium. Northbound side of the 110 freeway remains very busy coming out of South LA from Vernon all the way out to Stadium Way. Southbound 110 also a bit heavy from the 5 out to Stadium Way. Southbound side of the 101, that's still very crowded from Sunset over to the 110, while the northbound side is slow coming away from the 5 on over to about Glendale Boulevard. Delays southbound 5 continue coming away from the 134 over to the 110, with northbound slowing coming away from just beyond the 710 over to about Main Street in Lincoln Heights. And still very heavy southbound side of the 2 from a little bit beyond the 5 on to Glendale Boulevard. That's your Dodgers traffic. I'm Jay Olin.
Thanks, Jay. And In-N-Out, nothing's frozen. Everything's delivered fresh to every restaurant. Beef, buns, the produce, because fresh is what it's all about. Dodgers and Phillies, Clayton Kershaw, Zach Wheeler, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 7:10. Still to come, we'll get to the keys to the game, plus a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
It is Kershaw day today, Rick. The Dodgers looking for the sweep and close out this homestand the right way. And the Phillies are a little shorthanded tonight, too.
Yeah, they are. First of all, if you look at Bryce Harper, he had to leave last night's ball game. And then we understand that Gene Segura in the ninth inning, after reaching on an error in that ninth inning, had to give way with a pinch runner. So he has an issue. He's not in the lineup. Neither one of them in tonight's lineup. And if you look at the Phillies, they have not really enjoyed the fanfare at Dodger Stadium since 2015. The Dodgers have gone 3-14 is their record when they come into Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers too, David, I mean, they are on a on an upswing, having won 7 of their last 10, and really over the longer haul, 23 of the last 32. They start today still one game behind the San Francisco Giants. And the Giants, kudos to them, they just continue to play very good baseball. I think the big question around baseball too can also be, okay, the Padres, who lost today, they were swept in Denver, and for the San Diego Padres, they're kind of spiraling down. There are many asking, what about the Giants? Do they continue playing very good baseball? They've earned first place in the West. Or do they cool off, and do they need to pull a ripcord at one particular time in a free fall? We don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Rick, you've been in your share of pennant races before. There's been some Dodgers that admit they're looking at the standings. Some will deny they're looking at the standings. Did you ever start looking at the standings in the middle of summer?
You look at them all the time. You want to find out exactly what teams are doing, who's hot, who's not. you're eventually going to be playing X, Y, and Z team if they're in your league or if you're matched up with interleague play. This is a game that you have a lot of interest in, I would hope. And I always looked at what was happening. Who's, you know, we didn't use the term trending at the time, but who was hot, who wasn't? Not only as individual teams, but the players on those teams. It's something that you kind of to look at. You know, years and years ago in the Sunday papers, they would be listed the batting averages in the National League and the batting averages in the American League. When you looked at the print media and on Sunday mornings, they would look and see exactly what happened. As a kid, you would open up the newspaper and you would go over, well, I mean, really, with a fine-tooth comb and see what your favorite players were doing or not doing and what they did in comparative terms to last week in the Sunday paper.
I figured when you played for the Cubs, you never looked at the standings, but once you got to the Dodgers, you always looked at them.
No, no. If you go back even farther than that, my first year with the Kansas City A's, when I first came up, at the end of the season, 1966, I was with the ball club, and I remember the feeling when they won a game, they being the A's, 2 years before they moved to Oakland. They celebrated after a victory one night with clinching the fact they were not going to lose 100 games.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going, what's for them in this? Because I had always been on winning teams and winning efforts, whether it be in Little League or whether it be in high school or Pony League, American Legion ball. We took great confidence in the fact, hey, we had a chance to win with Santa Monica post 123 and then on at Arizona State winning a national championship. And I was dumbfounded. You're celebrating the fact you're not going to lose 100 games this year?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. That's not what the standard was with the Dodgers when you got here, and that's certainly not the standard right now.
Expectations, David, and you want the highest expectations of not only yourself, but those around you, the organization.
Rick, I know you were energized last night with a full capacity crowd here at Dodger Stadium.
Wasn't that fun?
It was, and 50,000 plus are expected here again tonight.
I really felt, and I talked about it during the ball game. It was more than just a baseball game at the major league level. Last night was a social event. Hopefully it's going to continue trending, there's that word, trending in that particular manner, with the understanding is, look, we still have a great deal of work to do as a society, as a community, to make sure that we keep one another healthy. But last night was a celebration. In fact, a friend of mine was here last night, and he said that he went out to the pavilion because you can now walk around the entire stadium, obviously, and he wanted a good view of the new center field area. So he was peeking over the back of the pavilion to see what was there, and he says it resembled and reminded him of a year that he spent in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. I mean, this was a celebration of over 50,000 last night, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm actually just confused about one thing, Rick. We're both vaccinated. Restrictions are starting to be lifted. Why are you requiring me to stay 20 feet away from you still?
Well, if you look at the safety cones, David, they've always been there.
Thanks a lot, Rick, for clearing that up. We're brought to you by California Community Colleges. Learn the latest career
skills. Don't come any closer, David.
Earn credit for what you already know with online and in-person classes. Financial aid is available as well. Classes fill up fast, Rick. You might want to go back to school.
Security.
Enroll now for the fall semester at stayenrolled.com. Tim, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Rick will be back with Tim and have the keys to the game. But up next, we go high and tight with one of the newest members of the Dodgers, Stephen Souza Jr., just called up in the lineup tonight. He'll join Dave as we lead you up to Dodgers and Phillies. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Phillies, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Clayton Kershaw, Zach Wheeler, the pitching matchup. First pitch is coming up at 7:10. But right now, let's go high and tight with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers tonight, and I'm with tonight's starting right fielder for the first time in a Dodger uniform, their newest member of the team, Stephen Souza Jr. Stephen, congratulations on finding your way back to the big leagues.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an exciting moment and honor to be here.
Not only are you getting your first start on the first night that you're here, but you're also playing behind Clayton Kershaw after all these years facing him.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, being on the other side is not that fun.
Yeah.
You know, he works fast. He's such a competitor. So it's really going to be a privilege to be able to take the field for a future Hall of Famer.
You may not believe this, but I've been on the Sousa train ever since the Dodgers decided to take a flyer on you. What was the process that you went through to get to this point? Because a lot of people thought you wouldn't play baseball again.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to throw myself in there a little bit. You know, my wife has really been a rock in my life to push me, but... you know, the organization down below, like Chris Anariska and Will Rimes, Manny Burris, Travis. I mean, I can't list enough names of the people that have helped me from as far as strengthening to my swing. They just took the time meticulously every day. We spent like a week and a half of not even playing games and just working on figuring out how my body's moving and getting it back to where I was when I was successful up here. And they just did an amazing job.
You've had success in the major league, Steven. How much do you have to open yourself up to new ideas and accept that they are going to try to help you? I mean, because you have your swing, it's hard to change that. How much did you have to succumb to a certain extent to allow that change to take place?
Yeah, I think there was a beautiful middle ground in there where they were asking me to try these things. And when they didn't feel good, they asked me to push through them. And if they still didn't feel good, then we would get to a place where try and make it my own. It's hard to put into words of exactly how they go about it. It's really an art of what they do with what they did with me, honestly. And I did have to try some new things, some different setups and the way I think. But they believed in the thought that if I just keep getting consistent reps with these things, it'll play out. And they were right. It's been great.
I was watching what you were doing at Oklahoma City. The AAA season didn't start out great for you, but in the last couple of weeks, it looks like something's clicked. What was the process once you got into games to apply everything that you're talking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really started to click at the alt site for me. And then I missed a couple weeks to start the year on a minor calf thing. And just those first couple games back was basically like a rehab assignment, trying to find my timing again. But being able to slow it down and not try and do too much and let my bat path and my barrel and my strength do the work, you know, and that's what they pretty much preached to me.
Steven Sousa Jr. is joining us just in front of first pitch between the Dodgers and Phillies. I saw you earlier during batting practice familiarizing yourself with right field. You've played here before, but what was the target of what you were trying to do out there before the game today?
Yeah, just the surroundings, you know, up here, just the there's three levels here. There's not just two, you know, just familiarizing myself with the corners and stuff like that. It's been a couple of years since I've been here, so I love this stadium. I love these fans. It's always fun to get here, and so I'm just excited to be here.
Did you have a chance to check out what took place here last night? 52,000-plus. Same is expected tonight. Are you ready for that?
I could hear them through the TV. I was watching the game last night, and it was awesome to hear them through the TV. Me personally, I missed the fans so much last year. It was really difficult to play without fans. And so to be back, have them full capacity, I'm super excited for it.
Before I let you go, you've been in the major leagues before. I'm just curious, at this point and stage of your career, do you still get butterflies on a night like tonight?
I'm sure when the game approaches, I will. You know, it was when I got called up and I knew I was coming, it's a different mentality for me this time. This isn't the goal. You know, the goal wasn't just to get here. It's to get here and continue to do what I've been doing and prove to myself and to my wife and my family and God that, you know, I'm going to keep going. You know, this isn't the end goal.
All right. I'm on the Sousa train. Let's see if everybody else gets on.
All righty. That sounds good.
Thanks a lot for the time, Steven.
Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Tonight's starting right fielder, Steven Sousa Jr., and he receives a gift from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love. Tim, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Great guy. Hope he succeeds. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria Rooms and Suites Beyond Compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is How We Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Tim and Rick will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we break down this pitching matchup tonight as we're 15 minutes away from first pitch. Dodgers and Phillies from the stadium. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Phillies. First pitch from Dodgers Stadium is coming up at 7:10.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. Clayton Kershaw on the mound, 8-5 with a 3.39 ERA. The 33-year-old left-hander making his 15th start this season. Opponents are hitting just .214 against Kershaw here in 2021. Last time out, he went six innings, allowing one run on three hits while striking out nine in a win over the Texas Rangers. It was a good bounce-back game for Clayton, who gave up a combined 10 runs and 15 hits over his previous four starts. Clayton Kershaw making his 16th career start against the Phillies. He's got a 4-5 record with a 2.75 ERA and 104 strikeouts. Believe it or not, the Phillies and the Yankees are the only teams that Clayton Kershaw has a losing record against, and a win tonight would get him back to .500 against the Phillies in his career. He is facing 31-year-old right-hander Zach Wheeler, who is 4-3 with a 2.29 ERA in his ninth season in the big leagues. He's second with the Phillies, making his 14th start this year. Last time out, he went eight shutout innings, scattered just four hits along the way while striking out 12. In two starts in June, he allowed just two runs over 15 in the third inning so far. This is after a month of May in which he had an ERA just a tick over two. Against the Dodgers, four career starts. Zach Wheeler, 1-2 with an ERA near six. Dodgers and Phillies wrap up this series. Keys to the game with Tim and Rick are next. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and the Phillies' final game of this three-game series. Dodgers going for the sweep. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Let's go back out to the booth and check in with Tim and Rick. Guys?
Tim, thank you very much. Certainly the key is pitching tonight, and starting on the hill for the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw. In his last eight starts against the Phillies, he is 4-1 with an ERA of 1.15. He has 98 career victories at Dodger Stadium, so going for career win number 99 at Dodger Stadium tonight. And he will face hard-throwing right-hander Zach Wheeler, who has had a good year in terms of the strikeout. For Wheeler, he has had 112 strikeouts to 18 walks so far, and his batting average against just .196.
Yeah, both of these guys, too. If we look at Kershaw's last outing, it proved curveball that he had much better command on. Of course, it's still the slider. That's the predominant pitch. Uses that almost 50% of the time, followed by the fastball and then the curveball. And for Kershaw, once he gets strike one, it's been Katie bar the door as far as the opposing hitters. And as you mentioned, with Wheeler, he's a hard thrower. In fact, he averages just over 97 miles an hour. And Wheeler now, he has gone seven innings or more in eight of his last nine starts. And he's a guy, he's not going to give in. Good fastball and the slider as well. He'll mix in a curveball, occasionally a changeup, but he's a very aggressive guy, and he uses velocity very well.
Nobody's feeling bad for the Dodgers with their string of injuries, and certainly the Dodgers not feeling bad for the Phillies. No Bryce Harper tonight, a tight back, and Gene Segura with a groin injury suffered on the last play of the game last night. He could be out a while. So Segura, one of the better hitters, Harper, one of their better hitters, both out of the Phillies lineup.
Dodgers trying to win their 42nd game of the season, and they're trying to keep tabs. Only trail the Giants by one game as action started today in the Western Division.
First pitch coming up soon, Clayton Kershaw against Zach Wheeler as the Dodgers look to sweep the Phillies here at Dodger Stadium.
All right, Dodgers and Phillies, final game of this three-game set, final game of this homestand. Dodgers winners of 2-3 against the Texas Rangers over the weekend. They have won the first two games against the Phillies in this series. It's the Dodgers and Phillies. Clayton Kershaw goes for the Dodgers. First pitch is next. I'm Tim Cates, and this has been Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.